From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. We're listening to the song Dead City Emily by Marissa Nadler. It's off her latest album, July.
I was coming apart those days. I don't give a damn about the way color.
Marissa Nadler's music has been described as dream folk, a term the Massachusetts-based singer-songwriter embraces. Her vocals, drenched in reverb, have a way of floating over the instrumentation, making for an ethereal, dreamlike listening experience. Producer Zach Nugent spoke with Marissa and asked her why her album is called July, when her music is so often described as dark, sparse, and even frosty.
Well, the name has nothing to do with weather, per se. The record kind of documents one July to the next, like an entire year of my life. It's not quite a concept record, but everything that happens in that year, for the most part, comes up in the songs.
What was behind that idea of documenting a whole year?
There was a catalyst moment on like July 4th, which is documented in Firecrackers, that song that's on the record.
July 4th of last year, we spilled all the blood. Had you spent your summer days?
It's definitely something where, like, the closer that somebody would listen to the lyrics, maybe they could find some bits of a messy, fiery breakup and just... I don't need to get into too much detail other than that it was like probably one of the lowest points of my life. So yeah, it kind of, the record deals a lot with like coming out of that, and it's actually kind of a positive journey.
That's a pretty dramatic scene for a breakup with fireworks going off all around you.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Independence Day anymore. Maybe if someone were to listen to my records and not know me, they would think that I was a sad person, but I'm really not. I think I find melancholy really beautiful. So that's just what kind of appeals to me as an artist in terms of my aesthetic. We'll see, like if I get married and I'm happily ever after, I think it might be harder for me to write, but then again, maybe I'll be happy living, so...
Gonna make it 17 people in the dark tonight. You see some familiar faces behind the cellular lights.
In the song Drive, the first verse deals with the disillusionment of the music industry. Obviously, there's like an allusion to me playing to, you know, like just kind of getting a little bit frustrated with the grueling day-to-day of touring. But then there's a realization in the chorus, oh, hey, I really love this. So it's kind of a sharp contrast in the song between maybe that disillusionment, but also a profound love of travel that and appreciation for the ability to do that.
Nothing like the way it feels, nothing like the way it feels to drive. Still remember all the words to every song you ever heard. Drive.
Touring and also, like, getting your song used in, like, Grey's Anatomy, for instance, is, like, is the way that an artist can make money. Anytime anybody tells me that's selling out, I think that's ridiculous, because I've been touring for a decade, and I've had a very slow incline of my career. There was no overnight success, so I feel like I've earned my indie credibility, like, up to the stars and back in terms of how many shows I've played to 5 people and self-releasing my records, getting dropped by a label, getting re-signed. It's like, I don't care what anybody thinks. At this point, it's like, judge all you want, but, you know, have you lived out of a van or whatever?
Changed in a rest stop in my dress, made sure not to touch the floor. I've done that kind of thing before. Drove down that.
In the song I've Got Your Name, it's kind of a bitter song about a guy that screwed me over.
Okay, this sounds pretty juicy. Can you tell us more?
Well, the chorus is like, I may be another feather. I think it was, you know, my mom always told me, like, you know the Stevie Nicks song, Players Only Love You When They're Playing?
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, me too. I think that holds true to, like, a lot of musician guys. So I'm still thinking about sending that song. Like, there's a couple songs on this record that I still have to mail out to people.
I may be another feather, but I got your name.
Marissa Nadler will be at the Portsmouth Book and Bar on Sunday, March 9th. For more information on the show, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org. Stay with us. There's more Word of Mouth coming up after the news.